Tape script 11.5.
She looked at her watch and she said, "This train is stopping here for another 27 minutes. Have you ever read the works of Anthony Trollope?" And I'm thinking, wait a minute, this is really strange, but yes, I like Trollope a lot. "Good," she said. "Would you be willing to discuss with me the Eustace Diamonds, particularly the character of Lady Glencora?" I'm thinking, this is not happening. But I do my best, struggling. I mean, I must have read Eustace Diamonds 20 years before. I can just about remember odds and ends. So I struggled through a conversation with her, and then the guard waved his green flag and blew a whistle, and she said, "Quick, quick, go back, otherwise you'll miss your train." So I said, "You're beautiful, I love you, I want to live with you for the rest of my life." She said, "Don't be so silly. Get in the train, give me your business card." So I didn't have one, but George had one, so I scribbled my name, and the train was moving. And the last vision I have of her was her scrabbling on her hands and knees to pick up my card while we went round the corner. And I went back into the compartment. I said, "George, I've just had the most really strange experience." So we then went travelling all over Siberia for the next couple of months. And I arrived back in Hong Kong, and there was a letter.